Fred Film Radio.
Okay, this is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, and I'm here at Genesis Cinema in East London with Natasha Marburger, who's the festival director of the London Independent Film Festival. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. So Natasha, maybe you can just start by introducing the London Independent Film Festival a little bit. What's the mission of this festival, and what are some of the highlights of the programme for this year?
Hi, thank you for having me. So the London Independent Film Festival is a festival that focuses on films made by first and second time directors and films made on micro budgets, no budgets. It's really very indie and very much about supporting new talent. So the highlights of this particular festival, but it's hard to say really, I think everything's a highlight. Yeah. We show everything. We show features and we have a lot of shorts. We have all categories. So we have horror, we have documentary. It's really what you're into. And we also have a lot of workshops and panels and masterclasses that are being hosted by big companies in the industry, some of our sponsors like Kodak, Twickenham and Rode Microphones. So they have done workshops, and we've got lots of stuff going on. We've got casting workshops, we've got pitching events, everything, bit of everything. We also had a day about LGBT films last week. So, yeah, we cater for everyone, basically.
And how long has the festival been running? What's its kind of history, and how do you think it's kind of evolved since it first was launched?
So the festival has been running for 16 years. I've been involved for the last two. And before that, the festival was founded by Eric Schultz. So he could tell you a bit more about how he founded it originally. But I screened a film here many years ago. It was a premiere of my first film. It was a no-budget feature, sci-fi. And so I've been involved. I've sort of come and attended for many years. So I'm really honoured to be part of it now, and I really want to grow it and give opportunities to newcomers who don't necessarily know what's out there, and give them a platform, get them involved. We have lots of networking events and an opening night party and a closing night party with an award ceremony where people can really connect with the filmmakers. And I think that's the special thing about the London Independent Film Festival, is that it's for everyone. Come and hang out and meet people and chat, talk about your films, talk about other stuff, whatever you want. It's very community-based.
And, you know, why do you think it's important to get people involved in filmmaking that perhaps wouldn't always think that it's possible for them? They don't have those connections. They don't have the finance behind them. Why do you think it's important to kind of encourage people from all backgrounds to get into filmmaking?
And I think it's important to show a range of different things in film. So people from different backgrounds, different cultures, everyone has a different voice, and we should encourage them to use it. And it's very difficult to get into filmmaking, and it's very difficult to make films at all. And I think by supporting each other and offering a platform to people who don't necessarily think that they can do it, it's about supporting each other and making it happen and encouraging people to do something with the different opinions that they have, to share it with the rest of us.
And I think that seems like a particularly poignant point at this moment in time in terms of looking at our cinema landscape. There seems to be a real push to kind of broaden representation on screen, talking about LGBT issues, the representation of women. Yeah. So do you think that's something that's really, you know, there's a shift going on perhaps in the cinema landscape, and more encouragement and more appetite for these sorts of films?
Yeah, there definitely is. And we have a women's panel today. We're very much about supporting that. Like I said, we had a day all about LGBT representation. And I think it's really important to be inclusive of everyone and show diversity on screen as well. We opened the festival this year by a film that was directed by two women, the Shakespeare Sisters. And yeah, we're all about supporting those groups of people and allowing them to have their voice heard.
Filmmakers who come here, show their films, what do you think the onward journey is from being featured in a festival like this? I guess the hope is that they'll go on to be able to secure bigger budgets and bigger audiences with their films.
Yeah, the hope is that they will get the opportunity to meet more people. It's somewhere that they can start out and then meet more people, do more networking. Hopefully we've given them opportunities through some of our awards. We have prizes as well that are being donated by Kodak. They're doing a film package. Twickenham Studios are offering a grading package for winners, and Rode Microphones are offering some microphone packages. So we have that, but also all the workshops and the networking events should hopefully help people to take the next step. So whatever they've been lacking, if they can attend, then they can get a real insight into that and meet other people. As we know, film is very collaborative, and it's really important to meet other people to be able to make your things come to life.
And we were saying that, you know, essentially a positive shift going on in terms of the breadth of film that we see in cinema today. But do you still see that there are quite big challenges and there are big barriers to having that access broadened? What do you think some of those barriers might be?
Yeah, I think at the moment it's very difficult to raise finance for films. And particularly if you haven't done anything previously, it's very difficult. And if you're a person from a certain background that has maybe been underprivileged in the past, then I think it's better than it used to be, and we will get there, but it takes time. And I think that by supporting all of those voices, we can make a little bit of a difference, and hopefully then that will translate into the bigger budgets and things as well further down the line.
And you're talking about micro-budget and even no-budget films. I mean, how do you even go about making a no-budget film? Is it like everything's voluntary and everything's donated? Like, I can't even envision this.
Yeah,
how it goes.
Everything's voluntary, things are donated, some costs are deferred. There are some things that you do have to pay for, like food and insurances and legal stuff like that. But you can make a lot happen if you meet people, work together. You can really create stuff.
Have you seen any particular themes that have emerged in the kind of films that are being shown at the moment?
There are a lot of sort of thrillers and crime films coming out at the moment, which we didn't have as many of last year. So I don't know if that's a trend.
Yeah. Maybe from TV, I feel like there's like been a wave of crime films and things like that.
Potentially because of the political situation at the moment with Brexit and stuff like that, maybe there's more crime stuff and thrillers and action and things that are more on that side of the spectrum rather than just showing nice situations. Mm. I suppose there's more conflict in the media.
Mm. How do you see this festival? I mean, there are so many festivals, obviously internationally, but even here in the UK and even here in London, not least the main BFI London Film Festival.
Yeah.
So how do you see this one kind of sits alongside those? And I guess, how do you try and generate, you know, a big enough audience to be able to keep running year after year?
Yeah, so I think what's different about us, because there are tons of festivals, like you say, but what makes us different is that we are a very sort of new festival. So if you're a newcomer to the industry, then this is the right place for you, because you will meet people, you can attend workshops, and we have growing audiences, we have great people attending, we have lots of industry guests, we have professionals coming along, all the workshops are really useful. So I think it's a great place to start out. It's unlikely, I'm not going to say impossible, but unlikely that your first film is going to go to the BFI. It's unlikely. So I think this is a great place to start and meet people and then take the next step and move further.
And what advice might you have for someone who's thinking of getting to film, but, you know, thought, oh, it's not for me, or I'm too scared, I don't know where to begin? You know, what kind of advice might you have, or what encouragement would you have for someone who's got a passion for it but doesn't quite know how to go about it?
I would say just do it anyway. Life is too short. If you fancy it, give it a go. I think you can really make a lot with not very much money these days because of the technological advancements that we have. And then come to a festival like this, meet people, and see where it takes you. And I think if you realise that it's not for you, then fine. Then you don't have to do anything further. But why not give it a go if you fancy it?
And how do you see the scene more generally for independent film? Because I think definitely for British independent film, we've seen like, you know, some really amazing films come out the last couple of years, like Lady Macbeth, Gotham Country, you know, that have done really well both at the box office but also have been recognised at awards level. So do you see that there's also a strength there to the British independent film scene?
Yeah, there definitely is. There's a market for British film, and I think we just need to encourage that as much as possible.
All right, amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that with me, and I hope the rest of the festival goes really well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.